always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The International Court of Justice demanding that Israel take steps to prevent acts considered genocide, but stopping short of ordering an immediate halt to military operations in Gaza. It was a preliminary ruling, Israel insisting it is targeting Hamas fighters, not Palestinian citizens. Alabama death row inmate Kenneth Smith executed using nitrogen gas. Witness Ivana Hrinko describing what happened after the nitrogen was administered.
For about 2 minutes following that, Kenneth Smith shook and writhed for about 2 minutes on a gurney. That was followed by several minutes of deep breaths on the gurney. Following that, his breath slowed until it was no longer perceptible.
Critics say it amounts to torture. Corrections officials say the writhing was involuntary, the whole process taking 22 minutes. A jury in New York today begins deliberations in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case, deciding whether Donald Trump owes her millions for defaming her. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people in Wisconsin are enrolled in health insurance on healthcare.gov. More than 266,000, according to the Department of Health Services. That's a 20% increase from the previous open enrollment period. Open enrollment is over, but some people can enroll year-round. A bill to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy has passed the state assembly. Republican Representative Karen Hurd.
I am so in favor of women's rights and women to make whatever health decisions they want. I want everybody to make their own health decision. But here's the conundrum in this. There's another life involved.
10 Republicans voted against the binding referendum. Governor Evers says he'd veto any bill to restrict abortion access. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Minnesota House Health, Finance, and Policy Committee heard testimonies on a proposed bill to legalize physician-assisted death. The authors of the bill call it the End of Life Option Act, and it would apply to terminally ill patients with a prognosis of 6 months or less on top of other qualifiers. Supporters of the bill testified that if there are no remaining treatment options for them, they deserve more death options. Opponents argued assisted suicide reinforces disability discrimination and puts certain groups at risk. President Joe Biden visited Superior on Thursday to promote the success of his Bidenomics policies and the bipartisan infrastructure law, which is responsible for providing the $1 billion of federal funding for the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction. President Biden delivered a speech from Earth Rider Brewery right around the corner from the bridge. He also highlighted the recent success of the United States economy, which grew 3.1% with the lowest inflation rate in the developed world in 2024, outpacing expectations. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Bucks host Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Cavaliers. They beat them Wednesday 126-116. Last week, Cavaliers beat the Bucks by 40 points in a blowout. What was the difference this week? Damian Lillard.
I just thought we were sharper to start the game. And defensively, we didn't just allow guys to run around free and be comfortable getting to spots and get comfortable shots. I thought we were present. We were physical. Our coverages, we were much sharper than we had been in the last game.
Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both nominated to represent the team as starters in next month's NBA All-Star game. College hoops, Wisconsin against Michigan State tonight. Number 14th ranked Marquette hosts Seton Hall tomorrow at noon. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a new safeties coach. Alex Grinch will take over for Colin Hitchler, who left for Alabama. Grinch was the defensive coordinator for the USC Trojans. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We We have more patchy, dense fog this morning, and with temperatures hovering right around that freezing mark, there could be some frosty roads in places. It's going to be cloudy with patchy fog through the day, high of 39, a little off and on drizzle today as well. Tonight, cloudy, more patchy fog and freezing drizzle, 31. Tomorrow, cloudy, high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Good morning and welcome.
There's too many of you.
What was that? Let me. Yeah. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. A balmy, balmy morning. It's Friday, and, you know, that means, oh, forgot, Calvin. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
At the balmy morning, it's got
Calvin, did you notice that Earl faltered when it came to his own name? This is the...
It's
he had
been
to start over
week.
Again to get that out.
Listen, man, I'm just heartbroken, man. We were supposed to have Ron Johnson.
I can
Senator
do it.
Senator Ron Johnson.
I'll do my Ron Johnson imitation.
Do it.
I don't have one.
Hey, so Ron Johnson, I saw him. Oh, for those of you who are not aware and who may be disappointed, there were plans on having Senator Ron Johnson in the studio this morning. You know, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray.
Oft go aglay.
Oh, by the way, that's Sandy Williams, my co-host, haven't figured it out by now. And so he was scheduled to be in the studio this morning. A lot of plans and got a call.
Well, he's coming in the ninth, right?
Yes, got a call on Wednesday. He had to postpone, and he is coming in next Friday.
Yeah.
No, Friday after next, February 9th.
And the postponement, though, was because of this activity in the Senate, right? Associated with the solution to the border problem and the Ukrainian problem, which
so
I
you
suspect we'll talk about that.
So you couldn't wait for us to get into that.
Well, no, I just there was a segue. There was a bridge. I thought I'd take it.
So yes, and so for those of you who were expecting Senator Ron Johnson this morning, you know, I saw him on television the other day, and might have been yesterday. Why does he wind up on the wrong side of things, Sandy?
How does the chicken cross the street? Why? we can't answer those questions.
I don't know if he's looking to be contrary, but he just seems to always be that lone voice when it comes to reasoning. He seems to be on the other side of reasoning, Sandy.
Well, maybe. You know, this vote, this thing that is causing him not to be here today, of being in Washington to deal with
immigration.
Potentially a bipartisan deal that relates to Israel, Ukraine, and the immigration situation at the border, you know, that will be an important vote to test, I guess, the extent to which people put country over party, you know, whether partisanship prevails or whether the public interest prevails, because my understanding of what's going on there is that they're very close to reaching a deal, a bipartisan deal on immigration and the border.
Right.
And that that deal would then be the linchpin for the Republicans then allowing Ukraine and Israel aid to move forward.
And border dollars.
And the border dollars. Well, I'm saying the border.
Right.
And so, you know, and yet there's Donald Trump on the outside who's saying, hey, no, don't give Biden what seems like a victory. I'll take care of it when I'm a president. Well, okay, if he's president and tries to take care of it, unless he's got Republican majorities in all the houses, it will require a bipartisan deal, okay? So Trump can't deliver on the on that promise at all if unless the Democrats are willing to do what the Republicans now are suggesting they are willing to do, which is have a bipartisan deal. So Trump, putting himself and above both party and country, is telling these Republicans not to do it.
You know, Sandy, it's worse than you can even think of. Here's a man. He's nobody. He's an average citizen. And yet they're responding to him as if he's still the president of the United States, Sandy.
Well, and
I don't know if this has ever happened historically in our nation, but it would be different if it was done in the dark, Sandy.
Right. That's the point. This is all open and notorious. I mean, you know, there's the notion that Reagan might have queered the hostage deal under the Jimmy Carter administration because he didn't want to give Carter that victory. He said, wait till I'm president, and we'll take care of it. Well, you know, that was done in the dark of night, and yet I think there is not yet solid proof that it was done, although there might be. But this is being done openly and notoriously. This is Trump standing up and telling people not to do this, and they're listening.
So Sandy, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Sandy, you know, we try not to constantly talk about Donald Trump. But how can you not? This is one of the most serious issues that our nation is facing. And Democrats have been able to basically give in to a lot of the requests of the Republicans on this border deal. And they bent over backwards to make it happen. And it's been conservatives and Republicans who've constantly talked about this is the worst crisis in the world, border.
Well, let's just unbundle it. Here's what's going on. The Republican senators are in a position to declare victory on the fact that they, the senators, have dug in along with the House to cause the president to negotiate on this and to accede to a bunch of restrictions at the border. Okay, so the incumbent people in office are able to stand up and say, look what we did. But you know what? Donald Trump isn't in office. He can't claim he did it. All right. So this is all about Donald Trump. And he's standing really in the way of these senators being able to claim that they have done something that they have been chomping about. Okay. And so it's remarkable. This goes beyond partisanship. Okay. This is the cult of the individual. This is Donald Trump trying to make sure that he, Donald Trump, gets credit for everything. Do you think he'll give credit to those Republican senators and congressmen? No.
You know, Sandy, I saw Lindsey Graham say, wait a minute, on television, wait a minute, we've got to get this done. He didn't lambast Trump, but he said, if we get this done, if once Trump becomes president, he'll be in a better position. But he clearly was not supporting a guy out here in space determining and controlling what the decisions of our Congress and senators are looking to do. Look how horrible that looks.
Well, querying the border deal probably queers the Israel and Ukrainian money. I mean, this is a big deal, okay? And this is Donald Trump looking at it only through his personal lens, which is proof of the fact, I think, that that's the way he examines everything. And I think the country ought to be put on notice about this. And this ought to be a way for the country to see the dangers of having somebody who is only in it for their own personal gain.
All right, let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl and Sandy, and both of you. Thank you for taking my call. But, yeah, let me start out on day one. Sandy, this president attacked the policies that had it down to 30,000 a month. Last month, that was 302,000 on day one.
No, wait, CJ, just so we can continue taking your calls, can we talk about what Donald Trump is doing with respect to the bipartisan? You know, the bipartisan deal is in some respects a reflection on the notion that Biden is now going to change course and they're going to do something different, a recognition of the righteousness potentially of the position of the Republicans on this. But do you agree that Donald Trump ought to be standing on the sidelines and querying a bipartisan solution to this solely because he wants to take personal credit for it when he becomes president again, if he does? That's the question. What's your answer?
He's not my number one choice.
Okay? That doesn't have to do with your number one choice. What is your reaction to taking politics to the point of querying a bipartisan solution to a problem for personal political reasons? What about that?
Can I respond? Can I actually finish my response?
No.
You can respond to that question, CJ. That's the whole notion of these calls. And the notion that you call in and just have your own agenda to talk about. Yes, there is a border problem, okay? People have looked at it and have ascribed various faults associated with it. And Trump issued an order that was premised on COVID and the health problems associated with COVID. That couldn't be the basis for a long-term solution to the border, okay? Now, let's just agree that there's a border problem, okay? Now, what do we do about it today in the face of a bipartisan potential solution in Congress?
The president has not agreed there's a border problem. It's taken the Republican House to force the Biden administration to finally admit that it's a crisis.
So, CJ.
Well, let's...
Let's say what you say is true. They've accepted it. They're settling the differences. The only person trying to hold it up is Donald Trump. So don't point the finger at Joe Biden and Democrats. They've come to a decision that is in the benefit of everybody but Donald Trump. And you can't, and one of the reasons that we have the issues we have is you can't address that truth. You have to go back somewhere else.
Going to address it that way, because you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a bipartisan solution supposedly come out of the Senate, and it's not going to pass in the Congress, and Biden's going to run around the country saying, see, I tried.
CJ, thank you very much for the call. See, Sandy, we tried. We tried. 844 967-2789.
Well, incidentally, well, we can get back.
Yeah. Phone lines are open. It's Friday. It's Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. We'll return.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Start your next project at Menards and save big money. Complete your kitchen and bathroom update with quality faucets from Delta. Delta has been America's faucet innovation leader for more than 60 years, creating groundbreaking products in both design and function. Delta faucets add the perfect accent to your kitchen or bathroom and match your sense of style. Get the Delta Classic pull-down kitchen faucet for $139.99. Sale price is good through January 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose?
So I'm playing this for Al.
The lights
are Al's turned the music down. That's what he said, I think.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. If you're just joining us and wondering where United States Senator Ron Johnson is, he had to postpone his appearance. He'll be here on February the 9th. And so, we're going to have to try to make it without him, Sandy. It's a tough slog, right?
It is. You know, we just finished a call with CJ before the break, and we were talking about the fact that Trump, standing on the outside, is trying to throw himself and his political future, his own political interests, in the way of a bipartisan solution that would include a solution, bipartisan money and solutions to the immigration problem on the border. Something which the Republicans and Trump himself had long said need to be solved. Now the Biden administration has come around and has negotiated on this and apparently is on the eve of a bipartisan vote in the Senate that will pass. It was just interesting that finally CJ at the end said, well, that's what will happen. Here's the problem with this. It'll pass in the Senate and then the House of Representatives won't pass it. Of course, the House of Representatives is a Republican majority body. It could pass there if they were willing to solve the problem instead of just having it be a political football. And then Biden will be able to run around the country and say, see, I tried. Okay, so this is all in the hands of the Republicans. And the Republicans are apparently willing to do a bipartisan solution in the Senate. And if the House won't do it, well, whose fault is that?
Well, so let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Really quickly, so I find it interesting, you know, for 3.5 years, we've heard from Mayorkas, from Kamala Harris, there's no problems at the border. The border's under control, okay? Now we come to election year. Blinken, Mayorkas, Liz Randall, they met with the president of Mexico at the end of December. 2 weeks ago, the secretary of Mexico came out. Mexico was requesting a pretty large sum of money. And all of a sudden, I don't know if you're aware of this, Sandy, or not, but all of a sudden, the amount of people crossing the border has dropped in half. Mexico is now rounding up within the country of Mexico, because it's not so many Mexicans actually crossing to the United States. It's people from
Venezuela, Dave,
all that stuff. Okay, so they're rounding them up. So there was a deal made secretively with Blinken and the other individuals. And all of a sudden, the optics have changed because, again, it's an election year. It looks it's one of the big concerns for voters out there.
Dave, what does that have to do with Donald Trump telling congressmen and senators to vote no? What does that have to do with that?
I'm not talking about
Donald
Trump.
I know, but that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about.
Look, Dave, I think this, at least this show, we have all agreed, and I have said every time I've been asked about it, there is a problem at the border. I think that Washington is in agreement there is a problem at the border. I'm not sure you how many times and in what dates you can find quotes from the president saying that all is well on the border, there is no problem on the border. I think Mayorkas and others have tried to defend the extent to which they have done their best to deal with the problem at the border, but I'm not aware of much in the way of sanguine talk on the part of those folks that there isn't a problem. But regardless of that, and regardless of the reasons for them coming to heel and now negotiating on this, the fact is that there has been a negotiation, is a negotiation ongoing, that is apparently on the eve of forging a bipartisan effort to solve the problems at the border. That's what we're talking about. And we're not talking about the history of the extent to which it was recognized in the past or dealt with in the past. And whether it's being done in an election year or not, people do things for their own reasons and reach their own conclusions. The only skepticism I have about the story you told about the secret deal that was forged is that it wasn't much of a secret, Dave, if you know about it.
We don't know all the details of it, Sandy. That's the problem.
Well, it wasn't Mexico secret. It wasn't secret if we know about it. And if it was secret, we don't know about it. But in any case, pressure was obviously brought to bear on Mexico to start doing things on the Mexican side of the border. And they are. Isn't that a good thing?
But Sandy, you know, people want to change our conversation. Our conversation is about the fact that a man who's running for president, it has enough power to tell elected officials, for the first time since 1986, I guess or so, there's a possibility of having some legislation done. And here it is that one man can tell one side of the equation, don't vote for it, wait for me to get this and get credit. That's the issue, Dave. What is your thought on that?
My thought is this. Whatever happens, I think we all agree this should not, this can has been kicked down the road for far too long, and I don't want to see kicked down the road anymore.
Hey, Dave, that's what they're doing right now. They're settling that. They're trying to settle that. And there's one guy who's saying, don't do it. Why is it so hard for people to address that?
Well, let me just say that the reason it's been kicked down the road all along is there have always been people whose political interest it was not to solve the problem. It was the people who were employing illegal aliens. It was who knows all the different private interests that decided that it wasn't worth solving the problem. And then there was also just the political dynamite associated with having the problem to talk about. Once you solve it, it goes away as a political issue, just the way Roe v. Wade changed its color in terms of its political implications when it was finally overturned.
Sandy, I've got the answer.
What's that?
Petula Clark and Let's Go Downtown. Got to take a short hiatus.
Okay.
Forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin legislature is sending a bill to Governor Evers to force wildlife managers to set a cap on the state's wolf population. The idea is popular with hunters and farmers. The Department of Natural Resources adopted a wolf management plan last fall without a hard cap. The FBI says more teenage boys are victims of extortion on social media. Special Agent Curtis Cox says scam artists will pretend to be an attractive girl, ask for nude photos, then threaten to post them online if they don't pay.
Fear of being exposed that way causes these kids to panic. Sometimes they attempt to make the payments, which is a big mistake. Unfortunately, oftentimes we see this anxiety lead to self-harm or thoughts of suicide.
Cox urges parents to discuss sextortion with their kids. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A pedestrian was sent to the hospital following a hit-and-run incident in Duluth. According to the Duluth Police Department, the incident occurred around 5:45 on Thursday evening on the 9500 block of Grand Avenue. A 24-year-old man was hit by a vehicle and critically injured, prompting authorities to transport him to a nearby hospital upon their arrival to the scene. The car believed to be involved in the hit-and-run was later found by police, and authorities have questioned the driver about their involvement. A Cameron man has been arrested on charges of possession of child pornography. According to a press release from the Barron County Sheriff's Office, 72-year-old John Ladwig of Cameron was arrested on Wednesday. Ladwig is facing 10 counts of possession of child pornography following a six-month investigation by the Barron County Sheriff's Office and the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigations. The Barron County District Attorney's Office expects to file formal charges this week. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
That's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks host Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Cavaliers. They beat them Wednesday 126-116. Last week, Cavaliers beat the Bucks by 40 points in a blowout. What was the difference this week? Damian Lillard.
I just thought we were sharper to start the game. And defensively, we didn't just allow guys to run around free and be comfortable getting to spots and get comfortable shots. I thought we were present. We were physical. Our coverages, we were much sharper than we had been in the last game.
Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both nominated to represent the team as starters in next month's NBA All-Star game. College hoops, Wisconsin against Michigan State tonight. Number 14th ranked Marquette hosts Seton Hall tomorrow at noon. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a new safeties coach. Alex Grinch will take over for Colin Hitchler, who left for Alabama. Grinch was the defensive coordinator for the USC Trojans. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have more patchy, dense fog this morning, and with temperatures hovering right around that freezing mark, there could be some frosty roads in places. It's going to be cloudy with patchy fog through the day. High of 39, a little off and on drizzle today as well. Tonight, cloudy, more patchy fog and freezing drizzle, 31. Tomorrow, cloudy, high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Todd Almaz Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
All right. show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number if you're just joining us. It's Friday. It's Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. And if you're just joining us and expecting to hear Senator Ron Johnson, he's rescheduled, and he will be on and in the studio in 2 weeks on the 9th. But anyway, we began the show talking about the fact that Democrats and Republicans in the Senate have basically came to a bipartisan decision on immigration. And Donald Trump is saying, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. Don't do that because I want to get the credit.
Yeah, don't give Joe Biden anything he can campaign on as a victory. Of course, all the Republicans who forced Joe Biden into this, that's what they'll claim, can claim victory themselves. But Donald Trump isn't part of that strategy. So Donald Trump feels like he's left out. So Donald Trump doesn't want it to happen. But, of course, not letting it happen puts at risk the Ukraine aid, the Israeli aid, and the rest of that foreign aid package that was tied into the immigration issues by the Republican caucus.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. Good morning to you, Mark. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, good morning, guys, and thanks for, redirecting the conversation to what the topic actually is, that Donald Trump is actually interfering with the processes of the United States. In this country, that the former president should not have this type of bully pulpit or trying to do it. The nonsense that we hear that Biden is, the Democrats have been saying, it's not a problem until right now. Well, I've never heard that from any Democrat's mouth that currently that it's not a problem. This is a problem that's been building up for decades, that part of the problem is we destabilized governments in Central America back under Ronald Reagan, and and those governments are still destabilized, and the fact that these people are desperate to come someplace, and they come to the place where the shining light, the lady holds up her shining lamp, guiding them to our country, is what our popular mythos has been. And because these people are not white Protestant Europeans, that I think a lot of people are upset about that. I mean, that, forgetting the fact that we also excluded, all kinds of people in the past, for the Eastern Europeans and Catholic Europeans were kind of considered undesirable, and Jewish Europeans were considered undesirable, prior to World War II. I mean, that this is a longstanding problem, and Donald Trump should just shut his mouth. I mean, that if Joe Biden had the powers that Donald Trump has currently saying the president actually has, that Donald Trump would have been quietly strangled someplace, and we wouldn't be hearing his voice anymore. I mean, I've read history.
go ahead.
If you read history, I mean, that's what happens, that when you have a republic that has a, a quasi-emperor in place, and he more or less was able to order assassinations of the people that were, going up against him. I mean, Donald Trump is in this for Donald Trump. He doesn't care about the United States. He cares about Donald Trump. His sons care about themselves. I mean, the emoluments that Donald Trump took, this problem, if everything was right, I mean, the images of this razor wire, concertina wire on the border just raises to me that what about, the borders we had with East Germany, during the Reagan administration? We were condemning those kind of borders back then. I mean, these people, can you imagine how desperate people have to be to try to cross when they see, razor wire strung across there, and they're still so desperate to come here that they're daring that rather than us. If we had actually had, numerous border stations to process these people coming in here to see if they're eligible to come in here or not, how much further ahead we would be than that. But we did not see that happen during the Trump administration, and that the only people that are saying open borders are some of the Republicans and some of the conservatives say, they're not, the Biden administration did not put out big old signs that were open borders, come to America. No, they haven't been saying that. The only people saying that are some of these Republicans, and that we have to say that Donald Trump's mouth should just be shut, and that these people that are putting their loyalty behind Donald Trump rather than the current president are basically in violation of their oath to the Constitution.
Well, let me, Mark, thank you very much for the call.
Let me just say, as a staunch ACLU-type person, that I don't think anyone's mouth should be shut. I think what should happen is that everyone should start listening to what Donald Trump is saying and thinking about what he's saying and thinking about the import and purport of what he's saying. And I think that alone would cause people to turn their back on him if they really think about what this process is and what this current situation exposes so very clearly about Donald Trump. So I'm against quiet strangulations or also closing people's mouths and think, however, that if people really listened to what's going on and watched it and thought about it, they would quickly turn their back on him.
Let's go to Gene from Eclaire. Good morning to you, Gene. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call this morning. Very interesting topic. We have to remember, too, that people who are letting them get away with this in our highest offices that are accepting this type of behavior are the problem. Because if they would have said no, we've been trying to do this for many years, which they have, and I never heard of no secret deal. I heard it spoken from administrative-type people that they were trying to work from the other side instead of just our side overwhelming, you know, the banks and the borders and stuff like that. You know, this has been going on, working on that for a long time. So that's not secret. But the people that are going along with us, the people that are letting, and I'm sorry to use this name, but he lost. He fought, he didn't lose. And still taking orders from this man scares me more than the man. That these people are not working for the betterment of our country. And those people also have the opportunity to work together. Nobody. When I've watched for years live, I've never seen the chaos that I've seen. And you know what? Before, in the past, they'd argue. They'd have debates. They couldn't leave the room. They had to listen to the debates. They had to listen to all of the add-ons to bills or takeaways from bills. But they discussed it. We could see what's going on. Now all we see is chaos and a man who lost the election, a man who has been proven to assault women, a man who just don't care about the United States, in my biased opinion. I'll tell you something. This is a pretty scary thing, and people need to open their eyes. And thank you so much for taking my call, because this man should – the people that are there are elected to do a job. They need to do their job. They do not be taking orders from a guy with 91 counts held against him. This is scary stuff, guys. Thank you very much.
Hey, Gene, well said. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. Your thoughts?
Well, good morning, Errol. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must not forget that. Also, just want to say sorry that Russian Ron did not make it this morning. He must have had an appointment in Russia like he did on the 4th of July, along with the other treasonous.
No, Tom, he'll be here on the 9th.
Well, you better check with Putin first before he can do that, but he might be. you know, the problem is the Republicans, they keep running out of issues. That's what's going on here. I remember, 6 months ago, we were talking about gasoline. We were talking about
inflation,
Afghanistan and inflation and how it's all coming and blah, blah, blah. You know, Dark Brandon, President Joe Biden, is beating them for someone that's so feeble and everything like that, as they say. He's sure beating them in every which way possible. And, you know, the difference between Democrats and Republicans, and Sandy, you can agree with me or disagree with me on this, but I feel that the Democrats truly do govern for all of we the people. And the Republicans truly do govern just for their base. They don't govern from we the people. You know, they're saying things like divide and conquer. They are doing things in Wisconsin like not taking the Medicaid dollars so you don't have these small rural hospitals closing. They don't take the train money. They don't take the, you know,
Joe Biden's doing infrastructure. He's building things. I mean, he's doing a lot. And Donald Trump is just a chaos candidate.
I think we faded out there, but I certainly agree that if you look at the party's recent behaviors, the Republicans have stood for highlighting issues that don't help Tom, Dick, and Mary. Okay, and they highlight issues that inflame emotions but don't create solutions, and I do think that the Democratic Party has been the party that has, for instance, focused on what turned into Obamacare, which became an important element in forging the right of Americans to access to health care. It has flaws and needs further solution. But the reason we aren't solving these problems is we're being asked to focus on all of this political folderol and the kind of chaos that Donald Trump likes to create every day that causes the news to cover everything but what's important to Tom, Dick, and Mary. And I think that the Republican Party has rather cynically chosen to take on only issues that basically divert attention from all of the benefits problems, the budget problems, the things that are really causing middle America to experience difficulty. And they're however, harnessing the frustration of that middle America to some extent, Donald Trump is, to cause them to act against their interests. And so I'm hoping that people like that who were operating emotionally will now be watching Donald Trump in this particular moment and realize what it is that that candidate is.
Good morning to you, Susan from Kenosha. You're up next.
Well, I totally agree with everything that Sandy has said. This immigration has been a problem for decades upon decades. My daughter went to Marquette and was a political science major and spent a year through an exchange at Lawrence College. She worked down there with the senators in the Senate, and when she came back to Milwaukee, she worked with Feingold, and one of the things that she worked on was immigration. And she was telling me, and that is the early 2000s, and she was telling me how terrible the system was. So this system has been broken. And for Donald Trump to use this as a political football, I think is just terrible. I think we have to concentrate on these people, trying to get them someplace where they're safe. I think that using razor wire and having two little children drowned with their mother, that's horrid. That he should be, Abbott should be ashamed of himself. And I think that we need to all get together and decide what is right for this country and what is right for these poor people trying to enter this country, because realistically, we are all immigrants unless we are indigenous.
Hey, Susan, well said. Bloodissimo.
Yeah. Actually, the extent to which we're immigrants is highlighted by, you get Ancestry or 23andMe, these various DNA services, and they show you the evolution and migration of your ancestors. And it turns out that everybody who doesn't live in Africa are migrants, okay? Because everyone migrated into the steppes, into Eastern Europe, into the Asia, human beings have been migrating since the beginning, and so the migrants are, that's what we're talking about.
All right, 844-967-2789. Sandy Williams is here. It's Friday. I'm always happy to have him. You can join us. Don't touch that dial.
This This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Set furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Been to the House of the Rising Sun?
I have. It is such a place.
It hasn't ruined you, huh?
No.
Just ruined many a young boy's. What about Calvin? Calvin, you been to? No, okay. Maybe Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show.
I see it's sort of a metaphor, isn't it?
As always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. Listen, Sandy, maybe we need to move down to Florida. They seem to have everything figured out politically there.
Yeah, they're right on top of things.
So, Florida removes sociology as core course options for public colleges. Sandy, sociology, study of development
of society,
and
sociological issues. Wow.
Don't we need more of that?
Well, I guess maybe that's deemed to be, what is that? Woke? Is that a woke subject? Apparently, maybe we're beginning to zero in on what woke means. Well, obviously politically and it's being replaced by factual history course, right?
Yes.
So it no longer can you graduate, and this is a course that doesn't count towards your graduation credit requirements, and it's replaced, however, by a factual history course, which must mean that it'll be somehow sanitized.
Who determines what that is?
What the factual history course is? I don't know. That sounds like a timeline. You could study just a timeline of things, dates when they happened, and what happened. That's
Sandy,
factual history.
Where are we at?
It's a sorry thing. You know, Orwell, this author, wrote a book
1984,
called 1984.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it came out in the 50s, and it was a prediction of the horror of the future, in which there would be, the main horror was book burnings, okay? But this sounds like we're moving in that direction. Political meddling in what it is that we teach ourselves and learn about. This is what Galileo was. You know, remember Galileo was a breakthrough in astronomy because the Catholic Church, which was in control of things at the time, had decided that the Earth was flat and that anything outside of that view of things was apostatic. You know, it was not allowed. And we overcame that. You know, Michelangelo, Galileo, all these things, and the Renaissance opened up thought to something that would be allowed rather freely. That was the notion of the Renaissance. And the Renaissance took the place of what was called the Dark Ages. And the Dark Ages was this period where thought was not allowed to run the bounds of freedom and was constrained in particular at that point by a Catholic Church, which was very limiting. Are we going back to the Dark Ages?
Well, you know, Sandy, there used to be a time that when crazy ideas like this would be stricken before they even got to a place where, you know, Sandy, where
Copernicus, yeah, like the earth is round. What? Wait a minute.
So, but Sandy, it is absolute. There are more and more and more of these crazy ideas that are making their way into mainstream. This is a crazy idea to say you need less study on social issues and social problems. It's crazy.
Well, it's crazy for this to be obviously a politically driven move by a state university system who are making a value judgment and trying to restrict the numbers of students who might choose to study a particular course. I mean, really? Why do people go to universities? What is the process of advanced study? But rather to open the mind, to allow it to think about. This is the way we invent things, okay? By opening the mind to all kinds of thoughts. And the more, you know, the Dark Ages were as well a period not only of constrained thought about things like whether the earth was flat or round, or whether pictures could be three-dimensional when painted, or whether there could be an image of Christ in a painting. This was a time when invention stopped, more or less. And it's because boundaries were put on thought to such an extent that we didn't invent things. You know, the American economy is now driven by technological advance. We have invented very important things, and those very important things are what are driving the American economy. Apple, Microsoft, you know, the chip makers.
Let's do this. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Well, we are going back into the Dark Ages. I mean, look at these draconian gun laws that they've made us go back into the 1800s so everybody can carry a gun on their hip, and taking rights away from women and trying to restrict voting rights. And
Right. Pretty
soon it's going to be rich white men who own land will be the only ones to vote again. I swear to God, that's the route we're going. It's just absolutely ridiculous, and I don't understand why more people aren't bothered by this, because we are going literally back to the Dark Ages.
Cindy, well said. Thank you very much for the call. Again, Sandy, the fact that they want to take away, and let's be honest, the young people who will be taking these courses, it's their future. So people who are making these decisions now, Sandy, aren't young people.
Well, let's face it, though. The decision they're making is they're trying to constrain, put parameters on, limitations on what it is that goes into people's minds.
Right.
Okay? they're trying to put parameters around the range of thought that people will have. That's been a strong movement in education recently, particularly amongst conservatives, trying to restrict the kind of thinking that will go on. You know, people go to Rome so they can see the fruits of the Renaissance. When the parameters were taken off of thought, and when imagination was allowed to run, and the kind of invention that occurred, invention both in the arts and in the practical world, beginning at that point, were dynamic. We should realize the dangers that are fraught associated with constraining thought. Okay, thought is something that is, first of all, our brain can think what it wants to think, and it's impossible until people are
to regulate that,
okay? But to try and filter out what it is that can go into a brain so that the thoughts that the brain might have are constrained is backward, very, very backward.
Hang on the lines, guys. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Love to hear your thoughts. It's Friday. It means Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams, and the house of the rising sun.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hey, this is Aaron from The Todd Albaugh Show. On Friday, Todd continues his winter tour around Wisconsin, and we are joined by Peter Rapine of E-Bombs World. Join us noon to 2.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.